shadows of empires and the light of the coming king. The night feels closer to the eternal. The deepest truths seem to emerge when the world becomes quiet and the bright lights of the day fade. The Book of Daniel opens like a heavy yoke door into a cathedral of vision during those hours. You can almost hear the distant echo of ancient footsteps. Daniel's visions aren't polite morning devotionals. They're cool and thick with incense and stone. There are beasts rising from the sea, thrones of fire, and a kingdom that never ends in these midnight revelations. In Daniel's day, the people of God had been exiled far from home. Babylon stood tall and gleaming, its walls high, its gods loud. But the Lord of heaven wasn't silent. He gave his servant dreams that cut through gold and pride. The big statue, the four beasts, the ram and the goat, and finally the long and careful unfolding of time and seasons followed. Earthly power rises, rages, and falls, but God's kingdom stands forever. It's the middle of the night in Babylon. Daniel, a man of prayer and quiet courage, gets something that no magician could come up with. Four giant beasts emerge from the darkness. An eagle-winged lion, a bear raised on one side, a leopard with four wings and four heads, and another terrible beyond description, with iron teeth and 10 horns. These aren't children's stories, creatures. They're the raw, restless powers of history. Destruction, tramplement, and proud words against the Most High. It doesn't end with the beasts, though. The camera pans up. Thrones are in place. A river of fire flows before him. His clothes are white as snow. His hair is pure wool. A river of fire flows before him. He takes a seat. A court sits, and the books are opened. The fourth beast gets judged, and its body is destroyed. One like the Son of Man comes with the clouds. Upon approaching the Ancient of Days, he is given dominion, glory, and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages are to serve. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that never ends. The beasts roar for a while. The statue of human glory stands for a while. But the stone cut without hands strikes the image and becomes a mountain that fills the whole earth. God's kingdom isn't just a better version of Babylon. It's the undoing of every empire that stands against him. That's the rule of the Son of Man, the one who walks among the lampstands, the one who was dead and is alive forevermore. In the quiet of these visions, we find a strange comfort. The world can feel very much like the sea from which those beasts rise. Waves of conflict, systems that grind weak, voices that boast against heaven. It's easy to grow weary. The Most High, however, keeps telling Daniel that he rules the kingdom of men and gives it to whoever he wants. There is nothing to worry about because the end is already written, but it's not dark. It's the everlasting kingdom at the end. There's a gothic beauty to this. Not the empty gloom of despair, but the beauty of truth spoken in the dark. The stained glass windows glow brightest in the dark, and the cathedral stones feel solid when the storms are blowing out. Daniel's visions are like that. The Ancient of Days sits. The books are opened, and the Son of Man gets the kingdom. They don't deny the beasts are terrifying. Saints of the Most High get the kingdom and own it forever. This isn't a call to escape the world. It's a call to see it, right? Empires will rise and fall. New beasts will rise from history. But no one can reach the throne that's already established. The decree that's already spoken isn't going to be silent. There's a kingdom coming. It's already here in one sense. Breaking in through every act of faith, every quiet obedience, every heart that refuses to bend to the age's image. Like the dawn that will one day swallow every shadow, it's still approaching. As citizens of a kingdom that can't be shaken, we wait with Daniel. We pray with Daniel. Whenever it feels long and the beast seems strong, remember the court that has already sat, the books that have already been opened, and the king that has already been crowned. Those stones are already rolling. Those mountains are already rising. Those lights are already starting to shine. Gothic shadows become holy in that light. They're the backdrop against which the glory of the coming kingdom shines brightly. The night is real, but it's not final. Beasts are fierce, but they're only temporary. The Ancient of Days is seated, and his kingdom is forever. That's the vision. That's the hope. That's the steady, solemn, beautiful truth Daniel saw in the dark. And it still holds true for everyone who looks up and waits for the Son of Man to come.